You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Western Michigan University is finishing up its first international dance residency. The Dominican Republic's National Contemporary Dance Company, known as La Compañía Nacional de Danza Contemporánea, has been teaching workshops to WMU dance students since Sunday. Tonight, they'll do a free performance for the community. David Kerwin is a professor in Western's dance department. He says for several years, Western has had a strong relationship with the Dominican Republic. And it just so happened that Juan Trevarez, director of international admissions and services at WMU, has a sister who knows the company. Kerwin says he was blown away when he saw the company dance and decided it was something his students should see too.
The dancers are amazingly agile and expressive, inventive. There were things on water issues. There were things about hunger. There was a lot of political content in their work, as well as raw dance and beautiful Caribbean and South American, Central American musical influences.
And that's just scratching the surface. The company is led by famous choreographer Marianela Bowan, known for combining dance with projections, props, live music, and even singing. She says sometimes dance is not enough to say what she's trying to say, so she has to use other means.
Painting or to singing or using video to have a new perspective of the theme that we're trying to express.
Bowan lives in the Dominican Republic now, but she's better known as a pioneer of modern dance in Cuba, where she spent most of her life until moving to Philadelphia in 2002. She then moved to the Dominican Republic 8 years later to form the country's official contemporary dance company. Kerwin says Caribbean nations tend to embrace the arts more than we do in the U.S., but Cuba is also known for censoring artists. I asked Bowan how the U.S., Cuba, and the Dominican Republic compare in terms of censorship. She says, as an artist, she's always been restricted in some way.
In Cuba, politics was the problem. In America, morality censored me a lot. And in Dominican Republic, somehow of ignorance or lack of knowledge to know what I am doing, what I'm trying to do with the company.
Kerwin says, unlike the U.S., dance is part of everyday life in the Caribbean. Dominican dancer Evelyn Tejeda says she didn't go to a formal dance school. She's actually a graphic designer by trade.
I started in the streets, learning from other dancers in the streets, and then I got in the studios, taking classes, but not like, I didn't graduate from a school, from a dance school. But yes, I've been learning from YouTube, other people, taking a lot of classes, and then I got to the company and I grew up a lot.
Kerwin says he thinks that learning from dancers who primarily speak Spanish has also been a great experience for the students. Erzi Bernath is a senior at WMU.
You still pick up on even just the way they're saying their words. So, you know, if they're trying to make something sharp and staccato, you can hear that change in their voice. Whereas if they're, you know, looking for something smoother and gooier, you know, their voice becomes more legato. These dancers are so versatile, and you know, you have a couple of them that are like crazy insane, like house hip-hop dancers, and then they come in modern, and they're extremely technical and really well rehearsed and trained, and it's amazing to see that they've got so much variety in just a small group of people.
La Compañía Nacional de Danza Contemporánea from the Dominican Republic will do a free performance tonight at 8 at WMU's Dalton Center in Studio B. Best get there early if you want a seat. Space is limited. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.